Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. My wife and I got our COVID vaccine a week ago Saturday at different times, but in the same place at St. Joe's. My dialer light dropped me off from my appointment, and I expected a long line. There were about three people ahead of me, and the lady at the end of the line asked me to back up because I was too close. They moved right in, and the lady came to me with the paperwork, and since my handwriting is so bad, she filled out the paperwork for me, took me to a table, gave me the shot, and told me to go wait at the end of the room for 15 minutes, and then I could go. There were two TV screens on the wall with big-time numbers on them, which made it easy to know when to leave. It was the best organized situation that I have seen, with about six tables which kept everybody moving. Two of my friends went to different places and found the same well-organized situation. My thanks and that of others is appreciate whoever thought this arrangement up. Our new president signed several edicts as soon as he got into office, one being the manufacture of only electrical vehicles by 2035. Electric vehicles for short trips may be okay, but for long trips, especially by trucks and people traveling cross-country, they will be impractical. They will also have to continue making parts for all the gas and diesel engines, millions of them that are out there. Another edict that he signed, stopping the drilling for offshore oil and natural gas. These are two vital elements that are needed to produce products that are vital to keep the country running. Another one was to shut down the Alaska pipeline after having spent billions of dollars constructing it. Some of the other edicts signed may not have been so important at this time. I think our president first needs to put more thought into what he is doing, and the whole Congress get their act together and stand up to him to correct these dangerous situations. Now I have to say goodbye to three more friends and acquaintances that I've known for many years. They are Susie Ramos, Rich Ames, and Craig Peroni. Susie was the widow of our bread delivery man. Rich was a stockbroker that I worked with years ago, and Craig owned Del Rica Liquor Distributors. Goodbye, y'all. It was good to know ya. Here's a question I have. Why is it that if you take a piece of pizza out of the microwave and want it to stay hot, it will cool in a minute and a half, but if you want to get it to cool, it will stay hot for 5 minutes? Anybody have an answer for that? This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.